SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on December 19th, 2010. There's something cooking. Can you smell it? Stick your head outside, and there's something that really smells, and it's frog soup. We're going to talk about how to make frog soup, what it is, what the ingredients are, because there's no doubt about it, it's the soup of the day. We're seeing so many changes in our world, and this is such a great analogy. You know, you take a big pot of water, put it on the stove, and then find a big fat frog, put him in the water, and heat it up slowly, and he will stay nice and cozy until he's cooked. Well done. What a way to go. Totally oblivious. And this is what we have going on right now. There is a God that loves us all so much that before the world began, he promised his own son that he would be the heir of salvation, that he would bring salvation to those that would believe in him, that would repent and believe the gospel. And God promised the world before the earth was ever formed that they would have eternal life. And it's a love story. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The paradox is that people refuse this gift for the most part. Most people choose the wide gate, the wide, broad way that leads to destruction. And very few choose the narrow way, the straight way that leads to life. And very, very few people. Now, this is why I'm praying that as we talk today about what's taking place in our world, the fulfillment of scriptures, and what these last days are going to look like, full of oppression, tyranny, fear, tribulation, distress. And this is why it's so important that you be a faithful one, one that was like a child that has absolute total faith in Daddy, Abba Father, our God, and his Son, Jesus Christ. And you want to put yourself in the hands of the Lord right now, be seeking him and putting away every single thing that's defiled, that's of this world, and put it away. And abide in the Lord. And that's what's required. If you do that, you'll be blessed. You'll be happy. You'll be like Noah. You know, by faith, Noah was warned by God of things that were not seen as yet. It never had rained. It never had seen such great catastrophic destruction take place in the earth. And God warned Noah. And by faith, it says he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his household. And this is, are you going to be a wise man? Are you going to be a wise person? Or you can ignore the warnings. You can ignore this truth of the scriptures. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, there is a Satan. There is an adversary that hates God. Absolutely hates God and hates his creation. He hates you. He hates those that believe in the Lord, especially. And his aim is to bring destruction. And rile up against the living God as he does so. So the water is being heated up by Satan, the dragon, the serpent, the one that works through men's hearts that have rejected the Lord, that are alienated from God, that despise God. And they're working together. As you can be a servant of the living God, influenced by the Spirit of God, there are people that are influenced by this dark spirit, the God of this world, he's called. We're talking about a paradox in this because we have a religious world that you would expect to see and to have understanding in the last days as we're seeing these things being fulfilled, but they're blinded for the most part. Those that are professing faith in the Lord, that are of the world, are setting themselves in opposition to the Lord, and God is giving them a spirit of slumber where they can't even see what's going on. They can't see it. But there are secular people that do see what's going on. And there's people that have great programming and that are discussing the issues of these elements that are in the ingredients in this frog soup today. And yet, many in the church world are oblivious, sound asleep, talking about things that aren't even pertinent. It's absolutely amazing. See? So we have today chefs that are making the frog soup, and we have others that are ingredients that make up the soup. Which are you? We certainly don't want to be making this frog soup that brings destruction to people. And we certainly don't want to be an element of the frog soup. We've got to be hiding in the Lord. We've got to be putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and being about our Father's business. And that is to share the gospel, to reach people that are lost, to pluck them out of the pot, the seething pot, and bring them into the kingdom of God by faith in Jesus Christ. You know, there's been a plot for a one world government for a long, long, long time. We've seen it, efforts to bring this about many times throughout history. And the book of Daniel, the book of Revelations, speaks about the culmination of this age and what the kingdoms of this world look like, what they do, the blasphemy, the darkness, the lying, the idolatry, the deception. And this is what we see today in our world. We see great deception taking place and corruption. And it's bringing control, which is so opposite the Lord. See, the Lord gave his life to bring liberty. But the tyrant is one that takes life. Not gives life, but takes life and brings people under bondage and control. Puts them in prison. There's tyranny today. And the whole thing is we're coming up to an opposition to the truth of God. Just like when Jesus was here. When Jesus came 2,000 years ago, Israel was occupied by a foreign nation, Rome, the governing power of the world. And the religious system wasn't asleep at the wheel. They had the ways, the words, but their hearts were not right with the Lord, and they actually denied the Messiah, the Prince of Life. They plotted to execute him and kill him, and they did. They succeeded, but it fulfilled the will of God that Jesus die on a cross. He knew he would be betrayed by them. But the stage is being set, opposition, to oppose the truth, because these men are liars. Satan is a liar. He's a murderer. He's a thief. And those that serve him are the same spirit. So you, as a faithful one in the Lord, you're going to have to realize you are going to be persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to be afflicted. And you're going to have to be strong in your faith. Because they're going to say, you cannot make these claims that Jesus Christ is the only way. Even though he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. They will seek to make it where you cannot say sin is sin. That right is right, that wrong is wrong. Because in their world, everything is topsy-turvy. They put darkness for light and bitterness for sweet. There's going to be a lot of pressure when you stand against the flow of the multitudes to say, this is what the Word of God says. This is what the truth is. You're going to be opposed. In recent days, there's been WikiLeaks, which has been acting as a role as a whistleblower, releasing a great deal of information about the governments and the relations between multiple nations. And we have to really read between the lines. We need to be discerning of what's going on. But the fact is that the truth of the information is opposed. In other words, the simple facts of the information that WikiLeaks is releasing is denied, and it's going to become unlawful to be a whistleblower. And being a whistleblower is how we've had checks and balances. We've held men and women accountable to their responsibility. See, God called people in political power to govern. They have the sword, so to speak, to rule, to execute vengeance in the earth. God holds them responsible. That's how God has ordained that there be peace in the world. But there are wicked leaders that serve a different God. So this age is going to culminate in great deception, oppression, tyranny, darkness, pressure before the coming of the Lord. And you're going to have to prepare spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically for what's coming. This is why the Lord's calling you. I sound the alarm to tell you that this isn't a day like usual. You can't play church as usual. You're going to have to make the Lord your absolute total dedication. I wanted to talk about the frog soup because look what's going on. I mean, these plans have been going on for a long time, but let's start from the heavens. We have satellites. We have things that have been NASA has sent up that we don't even know what they're for, but they're spying. Their surveillance is so beyond our understanding. I recall back in the 1970s that we were aware then that there were satellites that could see everything, hear everything. What people don't understand is, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what does it matter? Well, God knows everything. He sees everything. He hears everything. But his nature is love. He's benevolent. But Satan, he's not benevolent. He's malevolent. He's bad. And so everything can and will be used against you, twisted, distorted, to bring you into bondage. And that's why we see the loss of liberties. And this is important for us to remember as we discuss these things. The loss of liberties is a judgment. Because the people, for the most part, have forsaken the Lord, have refused his voice, have refused to come back to him and repent. Refused. And God's been speaking and speaking and speaking, and his voice has been shut out. So we are going to see the loss of liberties. We are seeing it take place right now. We're seeing people lose their jobs, losing their homes, the declining value of the currency, the rising cost of goods and services. It's a double whammy. We're going to see censorship of the internet. Even the political leaders right now are talking about censoring the internet. Censoring, like WikiLeaks. You're not going to be able to speak the truth because the leaders behind the scenes are passing laws for their own pocketbooks, for their own financial benefit, which is so corrupt. The corporations are rich men that their alliance is not to a country, to a flag, but to the dollar. And they'll do anything to get it. The pot is heating up. We have drones that fly the skies. We have cameras on every street. We have cameras and microphones everywhere. We have, through the media, we have mind control, brain functioning is being changed. The influence that's through the media is absolutely profound, to where today, for the most part, the children do not know the Lord. They're engrossed in the occult, in sexual behaviors that are contrary to the Lord. Fear and tyranny is going to continue to increase. Right now, if you go to the airport, they have high-level radiation scanners that are taking naked images of men and women and children, and the people are being patted down. When you think about it, the United States of America is a harlot nation, a nation that has been fascinated with nakedness and iniquity. And now the shame of their nakedness is being exposed. You have to read between the lines. You have to understand why these things go on. But isn't it shameful how the United States is being changed? So similar to Nazi Germany, which not very long ago, the socialist, national socialist Nazi regime was basically a political religious cult. And it continued, even though they lost the war. But the spirit of that permeated into corporations, rich men's, political systems all over the world. This agenda is being acted out today. They have plans to be doing the same thing they're doing at the airports, on the streets, the malls, the shopping centers, the court buildings. It's absolutely amazing how the water is heating up, the oppression, the tyranny, the environment is changing, and it's deadly. Let's go to Revelations chapter 13, verse 4 and following. It's talking about the rise of a world empire in the last days. It rises out of the sea of the multitudes of the people. Verse 4. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who's able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and to power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Talking about a world empire. And there was going to be a war, a clash, between him and the faithful, living ones, lambs of God, the children of God. Now, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about the church world. I'm talking about those that follow their Lord. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. This is what I want to tell you, is because we mentioned earlier that there's people of the secular world that are aware and are talking about the tyranny that's taking place in the earth today. The attempt for a one-world power, one-world government, to bring the United States, for example, into a police state. They're doing the same thing in England and Australia. There's an economic collapse taking place across Europe. All these things are being orchestrated by a spirit that acts through rich men, that moves through the corporations and the investors, that execute policies, have bribed the political leaders, and it's a plot against the Lord and his Christ and against his people. It's against humanity. And everyone that's not in the Lamb's Book of Life, oddly enough, will take the mark of the beast, even though they knew it was a corrupt system, even though for one reason or another, they will themselves fall prey. And this is why you want to make sure you are in the Lord. Your sins are forgiven. And any type of opposition that you have to the King, the Lord, you want to repent of that. And look to him to change that. Change your heart. To renew you in mind and spirit. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. The Word of God's telling us, some of us are going to go become captive. Some of us are going to be killed by the sword. And we're to endure. Though we're persecuted, though we're beaten in the synagogues, though the religious system goes astray from God and beats us and harms us, is used as an extension of the government and harms us, just like they did in the first century with Herod and Pilate, working with the religious system in that day, the Sanhedrin, the chief elders, the chief priests. They killed Jesus. They persecuted the early church. And so they're going to do the same thing in these coming days. Do you understand that? I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he does great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and he deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. And the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Study the story of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, executed policies for idolatry and state worship. They would not. And they were thrown into a furnace. And they heated the furnace 7 times hotter. And they said, the Lord is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't deliver us, we're not going to worship anything else other than the living God. And God did deliver them by faith. But they did lay down their life. They took a stand. And this is the same thing that's going to be replicated again in the last days. They have surveillance. They have the technology. They have the agenda to bring world conquest in opposition to all truth. So this agenda is likened to a recipe of, I liken it to frog soup. They have the authority to make the pot, to take the pot, to take the frog, to take the ingredients, to heat it up. They know exactly what they're doing, and they are going to succeed because it is the will of God. It is in the Word of God that this beast system will come. And all those that are deceived and that have not loved the truth will believe the lie. And they will swallow it whole. In recent days, it's been announced that there's plans for the United Nations to censorship the internet, to license it. And I have a witness in my spirit. The Lord has been telling me that the people should not rely on the internet. We've let it govern so much of our life and how we communicate, but we can't rely on it. We have to get back to writing and writing the Word of God and writing tracts to communicate the gospel to people. In fact, too many people are swallowed up in their listening to prophetic things and information, but not really serving the Lord. And that's wrong. Seriously, we need to daily start our day committed to the Lord to realize we are in the culmination of all things written by the prophets and the apostles and our Lord. That it's time to be about our Father's business, to be dedicated to Him and to relying upon Him. He will thoroughly equip us to serve Him. Because listen, we're walking about the multitudes of people that are in a daze. They're in a slumber. They've been deceived. They're in a fog. And it's part of this frog soup. The mind control, the programming that has come forth through the media has been scientific, specific to lead people astray. The media has been used primarily to desensitize people to evil, to indoctrinate them into an anti-Christ or anti-God belief system. And the people have gone astray from the Lord. And it's important that through the Lord, through the power of the Spirit, the Word of God, to bring people out of this by speaking the Word of God. In March 25, 2010, I published an article, a message about publishing without censorship, how we need to minister the Word of God and write the Word of God. And this is what happened in the first century when this whole opposition to the gospel was there. They would still go out in boldness and declare the Word of the Lord. And God was adding daily to the church such as should be saved. People were convicted. They were converted. It was authentic. There was miracles and healings and mighty gifts and signs of the Holy Spirit. And this is what the Lord's going to do in our day. So God has not called you to succumb to this plot for the pot of frog soup, but God's called you to be an excellent ministry as Daniel. We're seeing the passing of laws. This is from the transcript I wrote back in 2005. The boiling kettle, the stage is set. I want you to understand, there's an illusion going on, and the people are asleep and not seeing it. This is why we're talking about the frog soup, because the frog doesn't perceive that the water is starting to boil, and its intent is to kill him, to make him food. I want you to understand this. It's an illusion going on, and the people are asleep and not seeing it, that after 9/11 and the establishment of the Patriot Act in the United States, the officials are free to torture and incarcerate individuals that are viewed as a threat to the nation. I also talked about, from this original recording, April 2nd, 2005, this is a transcript with over 2.5 pages of scripture, most important part of this word. Let him that hears understand that the Constitution gives you the right to habeas corpus, which means you have the right to representation in a day of court. However, with this new law, the Constitution is outridden, and if you're viewed by whoever official as a threat, you will be incarcerated. Now, right now, we have people that are incarcerated without any day in court, without even being charged for crime. And ladies and gentlemen, they have things called thought crime. They have things that are called being intolerant or for being cruel, by telling someone that they're in sin. This is how twisted and distorted this is. I want you to see that this is how they will go about and execute Christians in the United States of America. And this is how the government will utilize so-called churches where Jesus said they will beat you in the synagogues. Synagogues are the meeting place for God's people in Jesus' day. That's what a synagogue is. All it is a gathering place. When Jesus said they will beat you in the synagogues, this is how, my friends, the Word of God is unfolding in these days. I also have posted on my website today about an individual man that's a professing minister. He's a leader of a mega church. And you have to realize that this is something the Lord had showed me many years ago, that the government would literally appoint ministries that were not God-appointed man. They were appointed by man, not God, and that their message was of man and not God. And they were going to be used for crowd control. And we already have the establishment through FEMA of clergy response teams. We already have men that are part of the Council of Foreign Relations, which is a globalistic food think tank. Rick Warren, he's a man that has influence over millions of pastors. In fact, you can download a message, Bible message, from him. Instead of going to the Lord and seeking the Lord, getting the Word of God from the Lord and from His Spirit, people are going to a man that's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You can go to YouTube, do a search, Rick Warren, CFR, and you'll see. You have to remember, when Jesus was tempted by Satan, when he was on a 40 days fast, Satan came to him, took him to the pinnacle of the temple. He lifted him up and told Jesus that if he would worship Satan, he would give him the glories of the kingdoms, because it was given to him. He had the power and authority to do so. See, he is called the God of this world. Be careful. Watch carefully. Men, women that are on major platforms of influence, who put them there? Was it God or was it the God of this world? You can tell by their message. If they're speaking faithfully the Word of God, if they're servants to the Lord and bring glory to Him, if they're telling people to repent, or are they telling people everything's fine? There is no judgment. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. You need to know your history. Not long ago was Nazi Germany, and you need to understand what spirit that was, how a whole nation bought into that lie, how through the vanity of their mind, they believed Hitler, they followed Hitler, they had hope in Hitler, and Hitler's intent was to conquest of the world. For 1,000 years, he sat himself like an antichrist, like a messiah. And the people believed it, and they worshipped false gods. It was a very deceived people, and they became murderers, people that were helpless, deformed people, disabled people, people of the Jewish race and other races. They were seeking to make men gods and following the original lie in the garden. So all these things that have been written are underway. The righteous things of the Lord are proceeding, progressing, and the things of the evil one proceeding and progressing. Iniquity will increase. Because of that, the love of many will grow cold and will become every man for himself. Betrayal, persecution, trouble, fear. And this is the end of the conclusion of those that have served the enemy. Revelations 19, verse 19 and following. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that had worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeds out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. This is the reward of those that are deceived. This is the reward of those that are in the pot of frog soup. that have denied the Lord. But those that have chosen the Lord shall shine as stars of the heavens, that are turning many unto righteousness, from turning many from darkness to light, and from the devil to God. They shall shine as the stars of heaven forever.